Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Money Wise Tips, and this is Laurent Answer Show, no? So ngayon sasagot tayo ng question, and this is from Miss Maria Corazon Juan from Meycauayan, Bulacan. So ang tanong niya is ano po bang magandang investments, no? 56 years old na po ako, malapit na po ako mag-retire. Okay, so basically yan yung mga common questions, especially for senior citizens na malapit na mag-retire because of the mandatory retirement age of 65. So siguro ma'am, you have 9 years pa. And ako, I would suggest na rule of 100, the diversification, no? You use the rule of 100. So ano po yun? So 100 minus your age is the proportion you need to invest in the stock market or the equity fund. Okay, mutual fund equity. So, dapat nasa stock market yun. And the remaining, no, is sa bond fund or sa mas safe na investment. So, ang concept kasi niya, no, habang tumatanda ka, dapat yung investment mo, since kami, kunyari, ako, 32 years old, no, so, 100 minus 32, no, that's 68. 68 of my investment portfolio should be in the stock market. Okay, so 68%. So habang tumatanda ako, nagiging 40, 50, no, bumababa yung proportion ng stock market investments ko, nagiging napupunta na sa bonds, no, or sa mga safe instruments, no, because I cannot afford to risk more since medyo tumatanda na ako, since kakailanganin ko na yung pera ko for my retirements pag wala na akong income from there. Okay, so basically kayo ma'am, 56, no, 100 minus 56, that's 44. So around 40% of your investment, no, should be in the stock market or in any mutual fund na naka-invest sa equity or sa stock market. Okay? So around 60% of your portfolio should also be kumbaga nasa bonds na 'yan, mas safe na 'yan kasi you cannot afford to lose anymore. Kumbaga majority of your kasi it's a weighing of risk, eh, 'di ba? Kasi you want to grow your money more, so sa stock market talaga yan. But again, you cannot afford to risk pa kasi somehow, no, you're 56 na po, no, medyo mas matanda na, you cannot afford to risk more. That's why we allocate proportion of it dun sa bonds na mas safe investments, no. Lower returns, but mas safe investments. So again, rule of 100, 100 minus your age, no, 56, 44% yung nakuha natin, or 44% should be in the stock market, and 56% should be in bonds, so mutual fund bonds, no. So how can you invest in bonds? May mga mutual fund companies po na bonds yon, kasi maraming types of mutual funds, eh, equity, bonds, no, balance fund, so iba, money market. So yun lang, isipin nyo lang po, very simple, yung 56%, no, yung 100 minus 56, 44%, no, of your, let's say if you have 100,000 for investment, no, so dapat yung 44% nun nasa stock market or nasa mutual fund equity fund, and then the remaining, which is 56%, no, nasa mutual fund na bond fund. Ganun lang po, no. So that's my recommendation kung ano investment puro sa inyo. So iba kasi sasabihin sa stock market na agad, no, but again, you cannot afford to risk more kasi nga baka bumagsak yung market, no, tapos kailangan niyo na palang gamitin after your retirement, no, eh lugi pa kayo, 'di ba? So yun yung concept of diversification, that's the concept of asset allocation, and that's the concept of parang you're spreading the risk. Okay, so thank you ma'am Maria, sana mabasa mo to, and I hope ma-share niyo tong video na to, para sa mga nanonood, please share this video para matuto din sila, especially for senior citizens na malapit na mag-retire. Okay, thank you for watching this video, and please do follow my page para at least yung mga daily vlog ko, no, ma-share ko sa inyo. Okay, so again, thank you. This is Laurent Genicio, owner and founder of Pinoy Financial Planning and Ascending Life.